The Japanese movie Spirited Away has been creating a sensation. It became the first animated feature in the Berlin Film Festival's 50-year history to win the Golden Bear Award. Spirited Away earned $234 million in Japan, unseating Titanic as that country's all-time box office leader. Critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Prepare to be astonished by Spirited Away. It's written and directed by one of the world's master animators, Hayao Miyazaki. It delivers the kind of visual wonders that only a fierce and fearless imagination could bring to the screen.
The witch Ibaba controls you by stealing your name. If you completely forget it, you'll never find your way home.
Your name belongs to me now.
Miyazaki, whose last film was Princess Mononoke, works in a way that could not be more different from what American animators turn out. The style is more painterly, the feeling unmistakably Japanese, and the mood almost never jokey or cartoonish. In Spirited Away, Miyazaki has given us a heroic adventure story worthy of the Arabian Nights.
Mommy!
It's about an ordinary 10-year-old girl who ends up working for an evil witch at a bathhouse where gods and spirits come to relax.
Look, a valued customer. Welcome to our baths.
It's a magical once-upon-a-time story where boys can turn into dragons, door knockers talk back, and even evil spirits can't go back on their word.
Don't say that!
Spirited Away is probably too scary for small children, but it's okay for older kids. It's been sensitively dubbed into English under the supervision of John Lasseter, who wrote and directed Toy Story. He's been a friend of Miyazaki's for 20 years. His crew took great care to match the English dialogue to the Japanese lip movements. On the other hand, the film manages in the most casual, offhanded way to teach lessons about the power of love and friendship, the corrupting nature of greed, and the importance of knowing who you are.
Mom! My flowers are dying!
I told you not to smother them like that. We'll put them in water when we get to our new home.
I finally get a bouquet and it's a goodbye present. That's depressing.
Daddy bought you a rose for your birthday, don't you remember?
Yeah, one. Just one rose is in a bouquet.
Hold on to your card, I'm opening the window. And quit whining. It's fun to move to a new place. It's an adventure.
Spirited Away has the sweetest possible ending, but it's equally at home with the dark and the light. It alternates disturbing scenes of creatures throwing up with images of piercing tranquility. The unforgettable vision of a train gliding to nowhere on tracks submerged in water could have come from a painting by Magritte. Dream and nightmare, the grotesque and the beautiful, the terrifying and the enchanting, they all come together in Spirited Away to underline the oneness of things, to point out how little distance there is between these seemingly disparate states. If you're dispirited by look-alike, sound-alike, think-alike movies, disturbed by an art form that not only tolerates but rewards a paucity of imagination, you're not going to believe your luck.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for the Los Angeles Times.